今天早晨是我们信息的聚会最末后的一堂。
This will be the last time we'll be gathered here in this auditorium.
我永远不能忘记多年前十八个弟兄他说的一句话。
I can never forget many years ago our brother John spoke a word.
他说圣经里头你常常看见。
In the scripture we often discover.
末了。
The end.
Finally. 最后。
Finally.
你常常看见。最后
yeah, we come to the world finally.
我们以为说最后就是最后了。
We think finally is the end.
但是这个字在原文的里面。
The word finally in the original.
乃是说把过去所有的一切都把它总结起来。
As though all that's been taking place in the past summed them up.
并且把它们抬到更前面的一种
and also move them ahead into another higher phase.
所以我们盼望这个最后神能这样的恩待我们。
And we hope the Lord will do so with us this morning.
我们这一次在主面前一同交通的
we've been meditating before the Lord.
乃是神奥秘事的管家。
About this matter of the mystery, the stewardship of the mysteries of Christ.
神把他自己的奥秘托付给我们。
God has entrusted us His mystery.
他在我们身上所要求的，就是要我们忠心。
All that He requires of us is that we be found faithful.
我们如果要忠心与神所托付我们的
，If we desire to be faithful to the Lord,
当然我们必须要知道。这些的奥秘事是什么事
？We have to understand what are these mysteries.
不但我们要知道
，not only to understand，
并且我们要进入
，we also have to enter into it。
这样我们才能做忠心的管家。
Therefore, we can become faithful stewards。
所以在过去这六天的中间
，So in the past six days，
我们是在仰望神赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。
We pray the Lord give the spirit of revelation and wisdom。
因为凭着我们自己的天然，我们没有办法知道神的奥秘。
According to our natural ability, we cannot understand God's mystery。
我们需要神把他的圣灵赐给我们。
We must ask God to give us the spirit。
圣灵启示我们。
The Spirit revealed to us.
把神心中的奥秘向我们打开。
The Spirit unfold all God's secrets.
这样我们才能真正的认识神。
Then we can understand God.
同时我们也求神借着他的灵。
We ask God to use His Holy Spirit.
加强我们里面的人。
Strengthen our inner man.
叫我们里面的人能起来。
That our inner man will rise up.
能被基督的爱治理。
Constrained by the love of Christ.
好，叫我们愿意跟随神所启示我们。
That we desire to follow Him.
任何的代价。
Whatever cost.
我们都不计算。
We will not count.
为着主的爱在里面激励我们。
Because His love, we will follow Him.
这样我们就要被神的爱所充满。
Then we'll be filled with His love.
我们早晨在这里所交通的是基督的奥秘。
This morning we will also meditate upon the mystery of Christ.
我们看见我们要知道基督的奥秘，我们必须从永思开始。
If we desire to understand the mystery of Christ, we have to begin with eternity.
因为我们的主在永思里面就是自由拥有的。
Because in eternity past, our Christ is the self-existent one.
他是神的独生爱子。
He is the only beloved of the Father.
他是神的话语。
He is God's word.
他是神的目的。
He is God's purpose.
他是神的喜悦。
He is God's delight.
他是神的丰满。
He is God's fullness.
所以我们真是要看见这是我们的基督。
We ought to see that all these are in Christ.
他是这样一位大的基督。
He is such a great Christ.
叫我们在他的面前做一个敬拜的人。
Therefore, we have to be worshippers before Him.
我们也看见在创造里面基督的奥秘。
We also see the Christ, the mystery of Christ in His creation.
他是那个造物的主。
He is the creator of all things.
万有都在他里面造的。
All things were created in Him.
都是借着他造的。
And by Him.
也都是为着他造。
And they're all for Him.
所以我们这一般被造的人
and so all those of us who have been created by him
我们应当承认说我们都是他的仆人
so we have to acknowledge we are his servant
我们今天在地上
We live on this earth.
就是为着要服侍这位创造
者。We live in order to serve him.
我们要讨他的喜悦。
We want to please his heart.
我们要遵循他的旨意。
We do desire to do his will.
我们也看见在预言中基督的奥秘。
We also see the mystery of Christ through the prophecy.
我们的基督不是2000年前才开始的。
Our Christ did not begin 2000 years ago.
我们看见神在创造人类开始。
We know before the creation, creating man.
从创造人类一直到基督降生。
Before the creation until the coming of the Lord Jesus.
从创造一直到基督来。
From creation until the coming of Christ.
我们看见神借着众先知对我们说许多的预言。
God spoke to us through his prophets.
预言的中心是基督。
The center of prophecy is Christ.
预言的灵是为基督做见证。
The spirit of prophecy is for the testimony of Jesus.
他是那个女人的后裔。
He is the seed of the woman.
他要缠他舌的头。
And he will crush the head of the serpent.
他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
He is the son of Abraham.
神所有的应许都在他的身上。
All the promises of God are centered upon him.
他是那一位神所爱的儿子。
He is the beloved of God.
因着他，万国都要得着福气。
Because of him, all nations of the earth were blessed.
他也是大卫的儿子。
He is the son of David.
他要坐在他父亲大卫的位上。
He will sit upon the throne of David.
他的国权是直到永远。
His kingdom is without end.
我们看见我们这一位的主。
When we see this Christ,
他一面是那一颗天上的星。
He is the morning star.
他又是那一位一位王杖。
He is also the scepter.
他是属天的。
He belongs to heaven.
他也是执掌王权的主。
He is the one who rules the universe.
我们看见他是神所赐给人的一个儿子。
We know that he is the one who God has given to us.
虽然他生下来是一个婴孩。
Even though he was born as a babe.
但是他是神所赐的儿子。
But he is the son given to us.
政权都在他的肩膀上。
Government upon his shoulder.
他的名字叫做奇妙。
His name is called Wonderful.
测试。
Counselor.
全能的神。
The Almighty God.
永在的父。
The Eternal Father.
和平的君。
And the Prince of Peace.
这些都是在预言里面我们看见基督的奥秘。
Through all these prophecies, we see the mystery of Christ.
这样叫我们不能不相信他。
Therefore, we cannot help but believe him.
我们今天做信徒。
We believers.
从开始一直到末了就是相信。
From the beginning to the end is a love of faith.
我们不是在这里过感觉的生活。
We are not here to rely on our feelings.
我们不是凭着眼见来生活。
We do not rely on our sight.
我们是凭着信心来生活。
We live by faith.
因为人如果没有信，不能得神的喜悦。
Because without faith, we cannot please God.
如果我们来到神的面前，
When we come to God,
我们必须相信神是。
We believe we must believe he is.
并且他要赏赐一切寻求他的人。
And he's a reward of those who seek him.
我们感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
他不但是预言中的基督。
He is not only the Christ of the prophecy.
我们看见他也是在肉体里面的基督。
He is also the Christ that's in the flesh.
在2000年前道成了肉身。
2000 years ago, he came to flesh.Him in the form of flesh.
他住在人的中间。
And he dwells among us.
匆匆忙忙，有恩典，有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光。
We have seen his glory.
真是父独生子的荣光。
As the glory of the only begotten of the Father.
我们感谢赞美主，因为主在地上的缘故。
Because the Lord is on this earth.
他把父向我们启示。
He revealed his Father to us.
叫我们知道我们所信的神是怎样的一位神。
So we know what our God is like.
他也把神所要的人启示给我们。
He also had given us the man that God is after.
叫我们看见说神当初创造人的心意是怎么样。
So we can see what's God's original intention for man.
叫我们联合与他成为那个新人。
And so we can be united to him as that new creation.
我们的主在地上一生就是遵行神的旨意。
Our life, the life of Lord Jesus on this earth, He fulfilled the will of God.
神的旨意要他上十字架。
God's will be, want him to be on the cross.
所以我们的主在十字架上做了我们的代替。
And so on the cross, he became our sacrifice.
他的死就是我们的死。
His death is our death.
叫我们脱离了旧照。
That we can be delivered from the old creation.
他的埋葬就是我们的埋葬。
His burial is our burial.
叫我们不再看见我们自己。
So that we will not see ourselves any longer.
他的复活也就是我们的复活。
His resurrection is our resurrection.
我们今天活着的不再是我们。
Therefore, today we live is not I.
那是他在我们里面活着。
It's Christ who lives in us.
我们也看见我们的主升天了。
We also see our Christ ascended.
他今天坐在神的右边。
Today he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
神已经立他为主为基督。
God has made him both Lord and Christ.
等候众仇敌做他的脚凳。
Until he put his enemies under his foot.
等候万有都伏在他的脚下。
Until the whole creation was subdued under his feet.
并且他在父的右边做我们的大祭司。
And today he is at the right hand of the Father as our high priest.
他永远活着。
He lives forever,
替我们祷告
and he intercedes for us.
我们靠着他进到神面前的人他都能拯救到底
and those who approach him through him to the Father he will set them to the uttermost.
我们感谢赞美主
we praise God.
我们这一般被宝血救赎的人
we those who have been purchased by the blood
不但我们的罪赦免了
not only our sins been forgiven,
并且他叫我们做君王做祭司
but he also made us into kings and priests.
因为他是王
because he is king.
所以他也叫我们做诸王
and therefore he wants us to be king.
他的生命是王的生命
his life is a kingly life.
现在这个做王的生命在我们每一个人的里面
that kingly life is in all of us.
他要我们今天在地上就开始受训练做王
and he desires on what we are on this earth, he will train us to be king.
他要我们在万事上都能做王
he wants us to be king over all things.
万事不但不能把我们压制下来。
All things will not get us under.
并且我们能在万事的上面。
We can rise above all things.
万事都向我们效力。
All things work together for our good.
这一个就是神在那里训练我们。
That is what God is educating us.
并且今天在我们的身上。
Today in this body.
我们要学习让我们的主在我们身上做主做王。
We have to allow the Lord to be Lord and King in our life.
如果我们今天服他的权柄。
If we obey his authority.
有一天我们能替他执行权柄。
And the day will come we will be able to execute his authority.
并且他是我们的大祭司。
He is our high priest.
所以我们才能过基督徒的生活。
Therefore, we can live a Christian life.
没有他做我们的大祭司，没有一个人能过基督徒的生活。
Without he being our high priest, none of us can live a Christian life.
是他的祷告保守了我们。
It is prayer we are preserved.
是他在父神右边的代求。
It is because he is interceding for us.
叫圣灵在我们里面就能工作。
The Holy Spirit works from within.
圣灵在我们里面要把我们变化。
Holy Spirit is doing a transforming work in us.
只等到把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Until we are conformed to His Son, the Lord Jesus.
所以今天主在天上的指示。
So the ministry of the Lord Jesus in heaven.
就是要把我们带到儿子的地位上去。
Is to bring us into the position of sonship.
叫我们都能做众子。
We can become sons.
这样他能率领众子进到荣耀的里面。
So he can bring many sons to glory.
我们今天早晨
This morning,
我们再要往前看
we will move further.
因为这是最后一次
This is the last meeting,
所以我只能把许多的东西都放在一起
so I have to put all these different things together.
我们要从主升天我们要从主再来一直看到基督在永世里面的奥秘
We want to meditate on the second coming of Christ until the coming eternity.
我们知道在圣经的里面
We know in the scripture,
告诉我们说我们的主他还要再来。
We know he tells us the Lord wants to come back.
他到这个地上来一期有两次。
He comes to this world, will be in two times.
第一次是在两千年差不多两千年前。
First time he came to the earth about 2,000 years ago.
第二次他还要来，还在将来。
He will come a second time. This time is still in the future.
我们知道在旧约的预言里头就预言这些的事。
We know these things have been prophesied in the Old Testament.
因为在旧约的预言的里面。
Because in the Old Testament prophecy,
那些的先知他预言将来的这位弥赛亚。
They prophesied the coming of Messiah.
他有的时候说这一个要来的弥赛亚是一个受苦的弥赛亚。
Sometimes they prophesy that this coming Messiah is a suffering Messiah.
有的时候他们在那里念这个弥赛亚是一个得胜的弥赛亚。
And they prophesy sometimes the coming Messiah is a victorious Messiah.
有的时候他们说这个弥赛亚他要受苦直到极处。
And we also have prophecy about his agony to the extreme.
有的时候说这个弥赛亚，他的荣耀实在是荣耀。
And some we have seen the prophecy that this his glory is beyond description.
所以，在旧约里面的先知
，So in the prophets in all of the Old Testament,
他们被圣灵感动，在那里说这些的语言。
When they moved by the Spirit and they spoke this word,
他们自己也搞不清楚。
And they do not understand themselves.
他们不懂为什么这个弥赛亚一面是受苦，一面是荣耀。
They cannot understand why this Messiah on the one hand has to suffer and the other hand he is glorious.
所以，犹太人一直不明白。
And therefore the Jewish people, they are always confused.
当我们的主在世界上的时候
When the Lord was on this earth,
他们也不懂得这一件事情。
They still do not understand.
所以你们记得有一次，他们问主说
And once they asked the Lord,
因为主说，他，要离开这个世界。
The Lord said, I will, leave the world.
所以他们对他说
And they ask him.
在我们的律法上说，基督是永存的。
And he said, in our scripture, Christ is forever.
你怎么说？你是要死呢
？And why you say you have to die?
那么究竟，这个你是谁呢
？And after all, who you are anyway?
他们实在不能懂得。
They did not understand.
所以他们在那里看旧约的时候
，And when they look at the Old Testament,
他们不明白。
They did not understand.
在他们的观念的里面
，In their conception,
也可以说是他们所喜欢。
You can say what they think is what they like.
因为我们读圣经，有的时候也是这样。
Sometimes we read a scripture that is our attitude.
我们把我们自己所喜欢的读到圣经里头去。
We read ourselves into the scripture.
所以在他们的观念里面
，So in our thinking,
也可以说是犹太教的遗传。
That is a tradition of the Jewish people.
他们所相信的弥赛亚是一位荣耀得胜的弥赛亚。
They think the coming Messiah is a glorious Messiah.
他们不相信这个弥赛亚还要受苦的。
They did not believe that Messiah had to suffer.
所以你记得在使徒行传第八章里面。
We notice in Acts 8.
有一个伊甸也把的太监。
There's a eunuch from Ethiopia.
他到耶路撒冷来礼拜。
And he came to Jerusalem to worship.
他回去的时候在车上念以赛亚书。
And on his way he was reading the book of Isaiah.
他在念以赛亚五十三章。
And he read Isaiah 53.
圣灵就对腓力说你去。
And the Spirit told Philip to follow.
所以，腓力就问他说：“你念的，你明白吗
？”And Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?"
他说：“没有人教导我，我怎么能明白呢
？”No one teach me how can I understand?
就请他一同坐在车上。
And the eunuch invited him to get on the carriage.
他所念的以赛亚五十三章。
And he was reading Isaiah 53.
他就问腓力说
：“He asked Philip,
这个先知所说的是指着他自己呢，还是指着别人
？”Who is this man the prophet refers to? Is it himself or someone else?
你知道在犹太教里面的解说
Do you know in the explanation of the Jewish tradition
他们认为说以赛亚五十三章那一个人是指着以色列国说的
And they refer to the man that's spoken of in Isaiah 53 refers to the nation as a whole
因为他们不相信以赛亚这个人要受苦的
Because they did not believe that Christ the Messiah had to suffer
但是感谢神
But praise God
这里就正从以赛亚五十三章就把耶稣基督告诉这个太监
And so through Isaiah 53 Philip introduced Messiah to this eunuch.
他接受了主
He believed Christ.
他受了洗
And he was baptized.
欢欢喜喜地回到非洲去
And he went back to Ethiopia rejoicing.
所以我们看见说主的来有两次
And so we see the coming of the Lord is in two sequence.
但是虽然有两次
There are two times.
但是在旧约的先知他们不清楚
But it's not clear to the prophets in the Old Testament.
因为他们也认为主就来了
They thought he came.
他来了怎么有受苦又怎么有的荣耀
How can he come and he was a suffering Christ and also a glorious Christ?
他们又看见这个中间有一个距离。
But they didn't see in between the two there is a gap.
因为中间是一个奥秘。
Because in between there is the mystery.
我们今天知道这个奥秘是什么。
Today we know what this mystery is.
这个奥秘就是教会。
This mystery is the church.
因为教会是历史历代隐藏的奥秘。
Because church is that secret that's been hidden through the ages.
它是隐藏起来的。
It, church is a hidden secret.
所以先知们他们又看见这个。
Therefore the prophets cannot see.
他不知道说在主第一次来与主第二次来中间是一个教会的奥秘。
They did not see that between the first coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ there is a period of mystery.
我们感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank God.
今天我们在神的面前是蒙了光照的人。
We have received light from the Lord.
关乎基督的再来。
Regarding the coming of Christ.
这实在是一个奥秘。
That itself is a mystery.
我们知道主要来。
We know He's coming.
他告诉我们说他还要来。
He said He told us that He will come back.
那个是毫无问题的。
There is no question about it.
他第一次来怎样是事实。
How his first coming was real.
他第二次再来也必定是事实。
His second coming is also just as real.
但是没有人知道他什么时候来。
Nobody knows when he is coming.
他自己告诉我们说。
He told us.
世界上没有一个人知道他什么时候来。
There is no one who knows the time of his coming.
连比我们知识高一点的天使也不知道。
Even the angels who have high intelligence, they do not know.
只有父是知道。
Only Father knows.
换一句话说
In other words,
这个时间是在父的手里
The timing of his coming is in the hands of the Father
我们常常以为说
We often think
神在那里做事是有时间的
We think when God does things there is a timing
当然我们神做事是有时间的
Well, in a way, when he does think there is a timing
但是神的时间不是机械式的、
His time is not
Not mechanical.
His time is not mechanized.
换一句话说，好像他只这样定规，死死的定规了。
As though something that is preset. That's right.
1920年这件事情就发生了。
As though 1,200 years, this thing will happen.
1930年那一件事要发生。
1,300 years, this thing will happen.
这是定规的。
That is set.
神的时间不是这样的。
God's time is not like that.
我们的神是活的神。
Because our God is living.
所以他的时间也是活的。
Therefore, His timing is also living.
他是根据日子满足的时候，时间就到了。
He is working according to the fullness of time.
等到那个情形是满足了
When the thing is full
那么什么时间就到了
And the time comes
所以没有人知道这是一个什么时候
So nobody knows the time
那日子那事情没有人知道
So therefore the time the day nobody knows
但是并不是因为没有人知道
Not because no one knows
所以好像我们一点也没有一点预告
As though we have no warning
圣经里面给我们许许多多的预告。
The scripture has given us many signs and warnings.
他在那里告诉我们说，大概在哪一种的情形之下，我们的主就要回来。
And the Bible has indicated to us a certain situation he may come.
好像说挪亚的日子如何，人子降临的时候也如何。
As though in the days of Noah, and so will be in the day of the sons of God.
你们看见无花果发能长叶的时候。
And also the fig tree when it buds.
你们就知道夏天近了。
We know the summer is here.
你们看见这一些的事情来到的时候。
You see all these signs.
你们就知道人子近了。
You know the Son of Man is nigh.
正在门口了。
And even at the door.
我们知道门口这两个字。
We know this word door.
乃是多数的。
And the it's plural doors.
这个我们东方人就占了便宜了。
In our Eastern culture, we have the advantage.
因为在西方啊。
In the Western world,
它只有一个大门。
They only have the front door.
你大门一开啊，就在房子里头了。
The front door is opened, and then you are in the house.
一开房间，一开那个门啊，恐怕就是客厅了。
And immediately the door is open, you are at the living room.
也许就是房间了。
Maybe the living room.
但是东方的风俗不是这样。
But in the Eastern culture, we have a different way.
东方的风俗，你就看见说，你要到一个人的家里头去。
You have to visit a person.
你要经过好几道的门
You have to enter through many doors
外面有一个大门
At the gate there is a huge door
有一个围墙一个大门
There's a wall and there's a gate
你从大门走进去是一个天井
And when you enter into the gate there's a courtyard
你从天井再进去又有第二道的门
And when you go through the courtyard there's another door
如果这一家是富裕的家
If this family is a wealthy family.
你要到他们住的地方，要经过好几道的门。
If you want to go to his residence, you have to go through many doors.
所以我们的主说，你们看见这些的事情。
And so the Lord said, when you see all these signs,
你就知道人子正在门口了。
You know the Son of Man is at the door.
也许他正在大门口了。
And maybe he is at the front door.
但是还没有到嘞。
And he's still not quite there.
还有几道的门了。
He still has few more doors.
虽然只有几道的门。
Even though there'll be few more doors.
但是我们知道那是再进不能进了。
But we know he is very close.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在第一世纪的时候。
In the first century.
那些爱主的儿女。
Those who love the Lord.
都等候主耶稣在他们的时候就来到。
They're all waiting the Lord's return in their lifetime.
但是我们的主没有来。
But our Lord did not come.
他们睡了。
They're
到了第二世纪的时候
during second century,
一直到十九世纪
until 19th century,
每一个世纪爱主的人都在那里等候主回来
every century, those who love the Lord they were all waiting for his return
主可能在他们的时候回来
it's possible the Lord to return during their lifetime
但是我们的主没有回来
but the Lord did not return
他们都睡了
and they slept
我们今天在二十世纪的时候
today we are in the 20th century
如果我们爱主的话
we love the Lord
我们也在这里等候主回来
We will also be waiting for his coming.
在我们活着的时候就回来。
While we are still alive, he will return.
我常常对弟兄姊妹说。
I often tell my brothers.
我们在这里不是等死。
We are not here waiting to die.
许多神的儿女在这里是等死。
Many God's people are waiting to die.
盼望死了就去见主了。
They think when they die, they go to heaven to see
the Lord. 但是我们不是等死。
But we are not waiting to die.
我们身后背脊见我们的主。
We are waiting to be raptured to see the Lord's face.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在每一个时期爱主的人都在那里等候主回来
in every period those who love the Lord they are well waiting to be raptured
难道他们错了吗
you think they were wrong
因为主没有回来
because the Lord did not return
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
他们没有错
they were not wrong
因为神的时间是活的
because God's timing is living
如果在他们的时候满足了主就来了
If the fullest time comes in their lifetime, then the Lord will come.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
经过了二十世纪
After 20th century,
到了我们今天
Until today,
我想我们很清楚地看见
I think we can see very clearly,
如果在第一世纪的时候人一切等候他回来
If the first century saints were waiting for him,
那么到了我们今天
Now at our time,
当然他的再来是比第一世纪更近了
No doubt his come is much much closer than the first century
我们可以说我们的主是正在门口了
We can almost say that our Lord Jesus is at the door
好像他推了大门就要进来了
As though he is pushing the door and he wants to come in
我们怎么能打盹睡觉呢
How can we go to sleep
我们要精心等候他
We have to be alert and be watchful
亲爱的弟兄
Brothers and sisters
如果我们爱主的话
If we love the Lord
我们必定盼望他赶快的回来
We long for his coming
因为今天我们在这个世界上
Because we on this earth
对世界来讲我们都是寡妇
As far as the world is concerned we are widows
我们知道寡妇在地上受欺负
We know the widows are oppressed by the world
她在地上是没有依靠
They have no they have no trust in this world
我们对于世界来说我们都是寡妇
as far as the world is concerned we are all widows
但是对于我们的主来说
as far as the Lord is concerned
我们都是童女
we are all virgins
我们已经许配了基督
we already espoused to Christ
一个贞洁的童女
a pure virgin
已经许配了一个男人
espoused to a husband
你知道他的心是怎样的心情
what kind of heart condition do you think is in
当然他的心一直在那里想念他所许配的
her heartIs is always longing to be joined to her husband.
她在那里准备她自己为着那一天。
She's getting herself ready for that day.
她是天天盼望那个日子快快来到。
She's longing every day for that day to come soon.
如果我们爱主的话
，If we love the Lord,
自然在我们里面有这样的盼望。
Inside of us, we'll have that deep longing.
我们的心已经到他那里去了。
Our heart's already been captured by Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们的主快要回来了。
Our Lord is coming soon.
很可能在我们活着的时候
It's pity that while we're still alive
很可能在我们活着的时候
It's possible in our lifetime
我们就能与他面对
We will see his face
所以我们应当精心等候
Therefore we have to wait earnestly.
We have
to be prepare
ourselves. What's the
relationship between the second coming of Christ with the church? We know.
我们主第一次来的时候,
we know during his first coming, he came as a lamb of God.
神的羔羊来洗去世人的罪孽,
the lamb is to take away the sin of the world.
但是当他第二次来的时候,
but when he comes second time,
他像犹大的狮子一样,
he's come like the lion of Judah.
他要把审判带到这个地方,
and he'll bring judgment to this world.
我们的主, 他第一次来,
but now Lord comes. The first
came,
he came to save us.
到他第二次来的时候,
when he comes second time,
与罪对我们来说,
as far as with us, with the church concerned, nothing to do with sin.
He's
come to receive us to himself.
So when his second
coming is to bring us to himself.
他好像我们弟兄一直在那里说的, 他是那个新郎,
as our brother been speaking, he is the bridegroom.
教会是他的心腹,
and church is the bride.
当他第一次来到地上的时候,
when he came the first time,
他要寻找他的心腹,
he was looking for a bride.
但是这个心腹, 没有,
but there was no bride for him.
所以他必须在十字架上钉死,
therefore he has died on the cross.
从他的肋旁流着血和水来,
and the blood and water flow from his side.
血是洗我们的罪,
blood to cleanse our sins.
水是赐给我们生命,
life is water to give us life.
圣灵就用他身上流出来的血水来造一个女人,
and the Spirit used the blood and water to form the bride.
就造了一个女人就成为他将来的幸福,
and out of that he made a woman, and that woman became his bride.
所以我们知道主第一次来就是为着我们的罪而死.
So, brothers and sisters, the first time the Lord came is for the sins of the world. And he gave his life to those who believe in him. And he wants to build his church. And he wants this body to grow into maturity. And when this body is mature for the statue of Christ, and then he will return and receive her to himself. We know that day will come
when he
will, and he will receive us to himself. You know, in the English Bible there is a word.
在英文里头有一个字,
in English there's a word,
这个字圣经里头没有的,
this word is not to be found in the scripture,
但是这个字, 在原文里头实在,
but in the original it has this meaning,
那个字就是 rapture, 就是被提,
that word is rapture.
我们中文里头圣经里有这个字,
in Chinese we have that word,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章, 我们就用这个字,
and First Thessalonica chapter 4 we have that word,
但是在英文圣经里头没有用这个字,
but in English Bible we do not have that word.
你如果读英文圣经的话,
you read English Bible,
他用的字就是一个继续, receive, yeah. 这个字,
in English word is receiving up,
有的时候是 take, 拿去,
sometimes it's be taken up.
但是这个字实在的意思就是 rapture.
But the real meaning of this taken or receiving is rapture.
就是被提的意思.
It's caught up.
比方说,
for example,
在使徒行传第一章里面,
in Acts 1,
我们知道我们的主耶稣在橄榄山上,
when the Lord was on Mount Olive,
就被提去了.
And he was being received up.
他被寄去了,
he was received up.
这个寄去就是 rapture.
This receiving up is rapture.
比方说约翰福音第14章,
Gospel John 14,
主说我还要来寄你们到我哪里去,
and he said, I'll come and I'll receive you to myself.
这个字意思就是被寄的意思.
Receiving is also a rapture.
比方说马太第24章,
Matthew 24,
主说他来的日子,
when he, the day of his coming,
像什么样子呢?
Will be like what?
他说有两个人,
be like two,
在田里头种田,
two in the field,
取去一个,
One is taken.
去西亚一个。
One remains.
两个女人在早晨在那里推磨。
Two maids on the mule.
去一个，去下一个。
One is taken and one left.
两个人在床上睡觉。
Two split on the bed.
去一个，去下一个。
One's taken or one left.
这个去也就是背弃的意思。
This word taken also means rupture.
因为这个字是有好的意思在里头。
Because this word has meaning, many meanings in it.
好的意思。
Or has good meaning in it.
不是坏的意思。
Is not a bad meaning.
所以那个也是背弃的意思。
That also means rupture.
常常有弟兄姊妹问我这句话。
Sometimes brothers and sisters ask our brother.
他说，是不是还有许多的圣经的预言要应验？
Are there scriptures that are still waiting to be fulfilled?
然后我们的主就来了。
And then our Lord will come.
立方圣经里说那个基督的要出现。
As though they asked about this man of the Antichrist.
这一个罪恶之子要显现。
And the man of sin.
要出现。
Appear.
要这些预言都应验了，主就来了。
We are waiting for all these things to fulfill, and then he will come back.
那么我常常说这句话。
I always answer this.
我说如果是这样的话。
If that is the case.
你是等候的基督，不是等候基督了。
Then you are waiting for Antichrist, you are not waiting for the real Christ.
所以我们要在这里看见。
So we have to see.
不错，有许多的预言要应验。
It's true, there are still prophecies that need to be fulfilled.
有许多的预言应验了，主才能来。
And there are many prophecies that are already prophesied the coming of Christ.
但是。
But.
如果你允许我的话。
If you allow me.
如果你不同意不要紧。
If you will not agree, it's okay.
我不勉强你。
I will not force upon you.
但是如果你允许我的话。
But you will permit me.
让我在这里告诉你说。
Let me tell you something.
所有必须在主再来之前应验的预言都已经应验了。
Almost all the prophecies.
Not almost.
Every prophecies that require to be fulfilled before the coming of Christ are all fulfilled.
我们的主随时随刻都可以来。
Our Lord Jesus may come at any moment.
随时随刻他可以来接我们去。
Any moment he can come and receive us to himself.
不错，还有许多的预言要应验。
It's true, there are still prophecies that need to be fulfilled.
也是与主再来有关系的。
Also connected with his coming.
但是这些是那个再来起头之后的事情。
But that is immediately before his coming.
我想弟兄姊妹糊涂了。
I'm sure you are a little bit confused.
所以让我再解释一点。
So let me explain a little bit.
使徒行传第一章。
Acts 1.
我们的主升天了。
Our Lord ascended to heaven.
你记得那个两个穿白衣的人说什么话呢？
You know what those two clothed in white clothing told them?
他说加利利人啊。
He said, men of Galilee.
你们为什么举目望天呢？
Why are you gazing up to heaven?
这一位被击去的耶稣
This Christ who's been receding up
他怎样的去
How he is received
照样他要回
And the same manner he will return
记得这句话吗
You remember that word? That's the verse
主怎么去的
How he went
从橄榄山上
From Mount Olive
他升到天上
He ascended
门徒都看见他上去了
and the disciples they all gaze at him
然后一朵云彩把他接去
and then a cloud came and received him up
云彩还是往上去
and the cloud still ascending
但是他们看不见
but did not see him
我们已经说过了
we mentioned before
我们知道主到了天上了
we know he is up there in heaven
因为五旬节圣灵降下来
because the spirit came down on the day of
Pentecost 这个就是证明
that is the evidence
那么我们的主去是怎么去的呢
but how did our Lord Jesus go up to heaven
他的去分两段
he went to heaven in two stages
第一段是从橄榄山到空中
the first stage is from Mount Olive to the air
是看得见的
that is visible
第二段
second stage
是从云里一直到宝座
is from the cloud to the throne
是看不见的
that face is invisible
所以他回来也是照样的回来
therefore in his return he will come back in the similar manner
主的再来
the coming of the Lord.
你知道这个字是 parousia。
And the origin is parousia.
Parousia 就是同在的意思。
Parousia means,
同在。
Parousia means presence.
所有懂得希腊文的人。
Those who know, knows Greek.
都这样的说。
They all tell us.
他说这一个 parousia.
This word parousia.
是指做一段的时间说。
It refers to a period of time.
并不是指做一件事说。
It's not just one matter.
这一段的时间里头包括一些的事情。
A period of time and it includes different things.
他是从他来一直到他继续在这里。
It's his return until he continues down here.
所以我们知道主的再来是一段的时间。
So we know the coming of the Lord is a period of time.
他要怎样的回来呢？
How would he come back?
他要从宝座来到空中。
He will come back from his throne into the air.
这是看不见的。
That face is invisible.
所以他说我来像贼一样。
Therefore, the scripture says, when I come, be like a thief.
贼来你看得见看不见呢。
When the thief comes, can you tell?
他有没有吹个号筒说我来了。
When he announced his coming,
就是在你想不到的时候他来了。
When you do not think of his coming, he came.
好像他知道什么时候是你不尽心的时候。
So he knew when you are not on the watch.
那么请问直来到你的家里。
When he comes to your house,
他偷你什么东西呢？
What do you think he's looking for?
好像他知道你的宝贝藏在哪里。
He knows where your treasures are hiding.
他总是偷你的宝贝。
He always tries to take your treasure.
如果他来是偷你垃圾的话
If he comes just near to take your gout,
我盼望他天天来
You want him to come every day
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
贼是偷宝贝的
Thieves come to seek that which is
我们的主就用这个做一个比喻
Therefore the Lord used it as illustration
他说当他来的时候
When he comes
像贼来一样
He will come like a thief
好像他来偷东西一样
As though he come to steal things
其实那个东西就是他的
That thing really belongs to him
但他偷什么呢
What is he stealing
他偷垃圾吗
Is he stealing garbage
他不偷垃圾
No
他偷宝贝
He is looking for treasure
所以圣经说取去一个撇下一个
So therefore the Bible says One was caught up, one left behind.
取去的是他认为宝贝的。
The one that was caught up is that one is of value.
撇下的他认为不配不够的。
The one that's left behind is not, does meet up to his requirements.
你知道这两个人。
Those two.
为什么用两个人呢
why two?
因为二是一个见证的意思。
Because two, the number two is a number of testimony.
其实这两个人。
But actually, these two,
就是代表我们主来的时候。
It represents the coming of the Lord.
主来的时候还活在地上的圣徒。
Those are still alive when the Lord comes.
这两个人不是代表一个是圣徒，一个是非基督徒。
Those two does not represent one is non-Christian, one is Christian.
这两个人是代表都是圣徒。
Those two represents all God's people.
他们都是蒙恩得救的人。
They all receive the grace of the Lord Jesus.
当主来的时候
，When the Lord comes,
就有这两个人在那里。
There are two people there.
就是代表我们还活着的所有的基督徒。
Those two represent all the saints that are still alive.
为什么两个女人在推磨呢
？Why are the two women on the mill?
因为这是早晨。
Because in the morning.
为什么两个人在田里种田呢
？Why two out in the field?
因为这是白天。
Because that is daytime.
为什么两个人在睡觉呢
？Why two sleep?
这是晚上。
That is a night.
并不是有六个人呢、啊。
It's not six people.
只有两个人。
Actually two.
因为地球是圆的。
Because the world is round.
那么有的地方是早晨。
So in some country it's early in the morning.
有的地方已经是中午了。
In some country it's noon.
有的地方已经是晚上了。
And in some country it's a night.
因为地球是圆的。
Because the world is
round. 所以实在说来。
So strictly speaking.
就是在同一个时候。
It's at the same time.
忽然我们的就来了。
All of a sudden the Lord comes.
他就区区一般人。
And he took up a group of people.
撇下一般人。
And then a group of people left behind.
都是神的儿女。
They are all God's people.
在外面看不见什么分别。
Externally, they all look the same.
有的人说主快要来了。
Some people say the Lord's coming.
我不敢睡觉了。
I dare not to sleep.
如果我睡着了，主来了，我怎么办呢
if I go to sleep and he comes, what can I do?
也有的人说主要来了。
And some people say the Lord's coming.
不必种田了。
Do not have to work.
只有这样的基督徒啊。
There are people actually like that.
他们穿了白衣服到山上去等去了。
And they dress in white robe and up in the mountain waiting for the coming of the Lord.
他说做事还有什么意思呢
Why would you have to work?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你要睡觉放心睡好了。
You want to sleep, you can sleep in peace.
如果主要娶你的话，你睡着也会娶的。
If the Lord wants to, if you're to be caught up when you sleep, he'll take you up.
你做事还是照样去做。
You still go on to work.
你知道我们常常有这样的观念。
We have this conception.
哎呀，如果当主来的时候
，When the Lord comes,
我真跪在地上祷告。
Oh, I want to be found. I'm on my knees praying.
那么我就去。
Then I'll be caught up.
如果主来的时候
，If the Lord comes,
我正在这里讲道呢。
I'm preaching for him.
那我一定就去了。
That will be for sure. I'll be caught up.
不一定。
Not necessarily.
两个人。
Two,
取去一个
one is called up,
撇下一个
one left behind,
因为主不看外貌
because Lord does not look at the external,
主知道我们的内心
he looks at the heart,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们不要批评人
do not criticize one another,
因为我们不知道他的心
we do not know,
不知道我们的心
he knows all,
表面上完全一样
externally we all at the same,
没有什么分别
there's no difference,
但是主知道
but he knows,
哪一个人是预备好的
Who is prepared?
装备整齐
Who is ready adorned?
精心祷告
Praying watchful
心思已经在主身上
His heart's already been touched by the Lord
他这个人已经脱离了地狱
He's already detached from the bondage of this world
你知道好像麦子一样
As though a wheat
麦熟的时候
When the wheat is ripe
它的根就是很松很松
The roots become very loose
你把它一拉就去了
The moment you pluck it comes right up
但是可惜有的人
But some people
主要来提它提不去了
When the Lord wants to pull them up it's not possible
因为被精神的思虑钱财的迷惑累住了它
Because the goods and the wealth of the world has pulled them back
亲爱的弟兄
Foreign sisters
主快要来了
The Lord is coming soon
无论哪一个时候
Any moment,
忽然在全地球上面
of all those in the world,
忽然有一批的人不见
all in the sudden, a group of people will disappear.
这一个就是 Perusia 的开始
That is the beginning of Perusia.
主再来开始
The beginning of his coming.
这个就是圣经启示录十二章那个男孩
That is what refers to in Revelation 12.The man child.
当这个男孩子一生下来的时候
The moment the man child was born
就被提到宝座上
He was caught up to the throne
然后口中有战争
And there's warfare in the air
米迦勒带着天使与撒旦和他跟从的人打仗
And Michael and his angel will fight with him
撒旦就摔到地上
And Satan will be cast onto the earth
为什么
Why?
因为这个空要弄清楚让主从宝座来到
Because the air needs to be clear before the Lord can return to this earth
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们的主要来接我们到他
The Lord desires to receive us to himself
如果你是准备好的
If you are prepared
主就把你接去
The Lord will take you
如果你还没有准备好
If you are not prepared
好像这个麦子一样
And so the wheat
你看见一片的麦田
You see the field of wheat The sun shines upon it.
有一部分少数的麦子
There will be a small portion of the wheat.
因为它受太阳的晒比较多一点
Because they receive more sunshine.
它们就早一点干，早一点熟
And they are ripened first.
你知道农夫怎么做
You know what the farmer does?
农夫就先来把这个割下来
They...Harvest those ripened ones.
这个叫做初熟的果子。
That is called the first fruit.
按照旧约的律法
，according to the law,
初熟的果子要带到圣殿里头去献给神。
The first fruit are to be offered to God in the temple.
其他的麦子还没有熟。
The rest of the wheat that's still not quite ripened.
它需要被太阳来晒它。
They still need the sunshine to shine upon.
直等到它够熟了
，until they are all ripened.
然后就收割了 harvest.
And then will be the entire harvest.
如果有初熟的果子
then it's first fruit
就保证有收获
then it's guarantee of a big harvest
如果没有初熟的果子
if there's no first fruit
那么这一块麦地就不会结果子
and there'll be no fruit at all to have to be gathered
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
今天教会在神面前也是一样
the condition of the church before God is the same
本来神是要他整个的教会都成熟的
God's original design is for the entire church to be ready and ripe.
他是哪一粒木子？
He is the one who went
to the ground.
He fell into the
ground. And
from that he bear much
fruit.
But we don't belong to what we are all grains of
wheat.
He wants us to be
ripened.
Therefore he can receive to himself.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
And those
who are still alive in the flesh.
他们有的都要飞去到空中，还是靠近这样子的，那个说所有的人都想反正我们偶尔去做一次一点这样的事，
现在就在设计区，
我们都要站起来，我三级或者加级，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，感谢上帝主
，President God，
我们这一班蒙拯救的人
，We are to receive the grace of the Lord，
我们不再受白色宝座的掌
权 ，We are not to stand before the judgment seat of God，
我们不再受白色宝座的掌
权 ，We do not stand before the great white throne。
我们不在那个白色宝座的面前受审判
，We will not be judged by the great white throne。
因为那个审判是个真实的审判，
说那真实的是真实的审
判，就审判的永生或者永死。
That judgment will be judged for the eternal life or eternal death。
但是我们的主在十字架上已经替我们受了
审判，
我们
靠主的恩典才能得救。
所以今天相信主的人，就已经不是罪人
了。
我们已经不再受审判
了。So we don't need to be judged。
但是弟兄姊妹，这并不是说我们基督徒就不受审
判。That doesn't mean we're not judged。
我们基督徒也要受审
判。We could also be
judged。但是这个审判是家庭的审判。
This judgment is the judgment of the family。
因为有一天我们都要站在基督的台前。
Because the devil comes, we're all standing before the judgment seat。
这个台是谁给我一个地嘛？
关过到你的心，
这就是保罗所说的。
That's the story of you.
公义的冠冕为我成留。
That will be a precious crown waiting for me.
不但为着我
，Not just for me，
也为着一家人我主先
献。Very important for those who love him.
这个就是圣经中所说的宝座。
That is the crown of the church's throne.
你们也要与我一起工作在宝座上。
Will sit with me on my throne.
亲爱的弟兄们，
这
是有的神的儿女。
My son, God's son.
啊，要说这些。好像圣经所说的，要丢在黑暗里，他在那里就咬牙切
齿。The nationality
就是痛苦，
也是为天生。 Thank you.
再来改良这个事情。
你大概的 reform 的时候，
罗马国在那个时候，是征服了犹太人。
哎，但我们罗马兵很努力，
但是我们的主并不推翻罗马。
好，
罗
马都是说为什么呢？
那反而说，该有啥的东西要归给该有啥。
你这三个王子就是罗马，
那些东西要归给，
这真是罗马。
我们的主第一次来，他不搞这事。
他也是他们也是那个机会是不是意思
他第一次来也不告诉我们
所以他们也是那个机会告诉你
虽然他也做一点好的事
要让你干什么
但是这并不是什么
他在什么
我们的主对这个世界也真的是受贵重
他说你很多一分他是很多人做这种事情
叫他的儿子
When they come, when they come,
他要解决世界上一切政治不是
He will settle all the political and social issues.
他要审判
帝国 He will judge the nation.
他要建立他的国在这个地上
He will establish his kingdom on the earth.
公义要治理全地
Righteousness will be ruled.
那个时候，绵羊和狮子可以一同吃草。
And lion for great Right.
Thank you.